Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. You ready to stream some NFL football? Well, that is the only choice you got tonight. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, along for the ride. Today, the two of us, for the next hour, talking fantasy football with you, getting you ready for this matchup tonight, Davis, between the Chargers and Chiefs. And listen, speaking of millennials and speaking of people who like to stream games, I think this is going to be right up their alley, right up your alley, too. But, Davis, there's a large portion of this country tonight that is going to be freaking out, right? They're going to be freaking out, trying to find this game, figure out how to watch this game, how do I do it, calling their daughters, calling their sons, hey, can you help me? I don't understand. I want to watch football tonight and I can't do it. I think that the next generation of football watching begins tonight.
My dad, I'm going to set the timeline at 10 minutes before kickoff. My dad is going to text me and say, how do I watch this game? I turned on, you know, the NFL Network. I turned on whatever. I can't find it. How do I watch it? Probably group chat with my buddies. These are not even old people either. You know, these are 28, 29, 30 year olds. I guarantee you a minimum of one person will either say, where's the game, or can I get someone's password to watch the game? Right. I absolutely guarantee that's going to happen. And you know what? I'm really looking forward to it. Cause the primetime games, I stream them anyways. I never watch Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football on TV. I'm always watching it on my phone or my iPad anyways. So not even going to be a big change for me.
Yeah, no, not for you, not for me. Of course, I know how to do it. But for a lot of people, I do think that this is a game changer. And I think the same thing's going to happen with me. Either my father-in-law or my neighbor, I'm going to get a call tonight. Hey, what is going on here? Like, what do I got to do to be able to watch this game? And I think it's a good thing. I think that this will engage more people on how to stream. Obviously, if you're watching this show, you know how to do it. But for a lot of people tonight, it's definitely a switch. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show as we begin this September 15th, 2022. Week 2 kicks off tonight. Again, Amazon Prime, Chargers and Chiefs. You want fantasy? You got it tonight. A lot of good options. Your quarterbacks are going tonight. Your receivers are going tonight. Your running backs are going tonight as well. Broncos place star safety Justin Simmons on injured reserve. They, of course, take on Houston this week at home. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina make history. 325 starts as battery mates last night. What a cool story there. And Julio Rodriguez becomes the third rookie ever to join the 25 home run, 25 stolen base club. I do want to mention my buddy last night, JT Realmuto. Davis, he hit two home runs. And I know that you know this playing in the NFBC, but Realmuto is trying to become the second catcher in the history of Major League Baseball to have 20 home runs and 20 steals. What is that worth in fantasy baseball? That's an incredible feat.
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. Hats off to our friend. And if you're going to take the time to mention your friend, JT Realmuto, I'm going to mention my guy, Bobby Witt Jr., who just hit his 20th home run. So he's 20 home runs, 27 steals, and he's at a middle infield position. I have a feeling that Bobby Witt, Julio Rodriguez, and all those guys, we're going to be really talking about all those guys for fantasy football next season for sure. Very excited, of course, for this game tonight. I mean, honestly, either team loses this game, Chiefs lose this game, Chargers lose this game. I mean, this is pretty early to start thinking about the division, but the Raiders looked really good in week one. They did end up losing. The Broncos gained, I think it was 8.1 yards per play, but just kept fumbling on, like, that division is so competitive. These games, I mean, I do not envy either of these head coaches heading into basically a must-win game in week two of the season.
I mean, Chiefs look fantastic week one. Chargers could have easily lost that game to the Raiders last week, no question. But the Chargers tend to be really good when they're not supposed to win. That's usually who they are. I don't know if that's going to be the case tonight. I don't like this game at all in terms of that. But I do love it for fantasy. So naturally, I'll have some guys involved in the game tonight, no doubt. Let's end our opening segment with a tip of the cap to Roger Federer, Davis, who announced that he's going to retire next week after the Laver Cup. And naturally, he's probably going to go down as the best, of all time, I guess, right? I mean, I think that's fair to say. He, Pete Sampras, Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe, like, he's right there with all of them and has more championships, I believe, 20, than all of them, too. So a big story in tennis today as we get ready to talk more football.
Yeah, Federer, absolutely a phenomenal player. And I mean, maybe this is anecdotal more than anything, but I've noticed like a recent uptick in attention paid to tennis. I mean, partly because Carlos Alcaraz is so great. We had an American, Francis Tiafoe, making it into the semifinals of the U.S. Open. We had Serena doing her retirement. I mean, and what a great sport. Difficult sport for us to talk about a lot here on FST because not that many people play fantasy tennis, but definitely tip of our caps to a champion, Roger Federer.
Yeah, no question. Federer, greatest, really. I mean, hard to argue, of all time. All right, coming up next, fantasy football is back. In fact, Derek Brown's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll go through the DFS slate for tonight, who you should pick in the MVP spot or the captain spot, depending on where you're playing tonight on FanDuel or DraftKings. But there are a lot of players.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Out there, and you know who I'm talking about, that are either out this week or they lost their quarterback, or week one was just an unmitigated disaster, and you're already thinking I'm finished in fantasy football. Well, maybe they're buy low candidates, and we'll talk about that on the show coming up. Davis and Craig back with you here with more fantasy sports today on Sports Grid, so stay with us on the grid. We're back in just a couple of minutes. It is Thursday. It is fantasy football time, and we have the latest for you coming up right after this break, so don't go away.
Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I like our approach here on the show today, Davis. It's really easy to just go over everyone that's doing really well and maybe players you should be trading for or starting. But we are definitely taking the contrarian approach on the show today because, Davis, there's a lot of folks that are watching us out there right now. And they're in dismay, right? They're like, oh my gosh, I got these guys. They're not doing anything. Should I cut them? Should I let them go? And look, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, whether it is picking somebody else up or maybe buying low on a player. And that's going to be the topic of discussion that we're going to cover here.
I mean, it's a pretty important topic to discuss because you can kind of kill your roster by holding on to a lot of guys you drafted highly or really liked who don't show anything early on. I actually was thinking about this morning with someone like Robert Woods. Like, to me, if I drafted Robert Woods in like the 8th or 9th round or whatever, I just would cut him this morning because it's just not happening for him. But the way most people, but then I was also thinking is like, if Robert Woods got cut in one of my other leagues, I might add him. So it's like, you know, it's so much a beauty is in the eye of the beholder type thing. But yeah, I mean, cutting really highly drafted guys, I think, is something that good fantasy managers do a lot.
Yeah, you have to be willing to do it. And that goes for reality, too. I mean, these teams in football, baseball, basketball, they just hang on so long to get value out of someone. It just makes no sense to me. Okay, so look, you never want to be on the end, Davis, of that Moss's last year. Like, you never want to be there where you take a guy and they're just done. I don't think Keenan Allen is done by any means. I mean, the guy is coming off a great year. But I think you just kind of have to accept one or two games a year he's just going to miss as he's getting up there with age. And there's a lot of very frustrated fantasy owners. Last week, he started off well, got hurt, missed the game. Do you think that he is a candidate to pluck off someone's roster right now to roster for your team the rest of the season?
Nope. I would be looking to trade Keenan Allen to a true believer. I definitely would not cut him. You know, cutting, like, Keenan Allen's going to come back and he's going to be fine, but he is a 31-year-old wide receiver with a hamstring injury. They drafted Josh Palmer in the 3rd round last season. In the one game that Keenan Allen missed last season, the Chargers, I think crucially, they won, and Palmer had 70 yards and a touchdown. Maybe more importantly, they just paid Mike Williams $21 million a year. And I think a lot of the evidence would suggest that Mike Williams is, you know, not as good of a route runner as Keenan Allen, but certainly a more physically dominant wide receiver. Austin Eckler, one of the best passing down backs in the NFL. They signed Gerald Everett in free agency. Like, if I could get AJ Dillon for Keenan Allen right now, I would super pull the trigger on that. And I would maybe even try and trade Keenan for like a younger wide receiver or a guy who maybe had a bad week one, but you're high on, like, 31-year-old wide receiver with a hamstring injury. Not for me.
Yeah, no, usually that means it's toward the end, but we'll see for Allen. Okay, now let's move on to the Dallas Cowboys. We touched on this a little bit yesterday, so you can go back and watch on YouTube or on demand. But we touched on CeeDee Lamb, who had a fantastic first season with Dallas, and I was very high on last year, but naturally going to be playing without Dak Prescott for a month. And I think that, as you alluded to yesterday, you are looking to get 20 cents on the dollar on Lamb if you can.
20 cents, I mean, doesn't 20 cents feel optimistic right now if you play in a league with other people who kind of know what's going on and are intelligent? Now, you know, if you're playing in a league with guys who, like, you know, they watch the local team and, you know, maybe they watch the noon game and Sunday Night Football, but, like, if they don't realize that the entire Cowboys offensive line is dead, that CeeDee Lamb had 11 targets last week and only had 2 receptions, that the Cowboys, it's just all a mess. I mean, everything with the Cowboys is a mess. And maybe I'll end up, you know, eating these words in the end. And Dak Prescott will come back sooner than I think. And CeeDee will, you know, get all these targets. And Gallup will come back. And the Cowboys are going to be scoring 29 points a week. I will tell you my skin in the game answer. I am in a long-time keeper league with my friends. You get to keep one player every single year. I had CeeDee Lamb kept for a 6th-round pick. And I just traded him away for a 4th-round pick in our draft next year, and I felt happy to get out from underneath him on that price.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a tough scene for sure, especially as you mentioned in Keeper Dynasty 2. All right, here's an interesting one. T. Higgins, because at the beginning of last season, Davis, you and I both were very high on T. Higgins, and he did put together some really good, like, fantasy-winning games, but Ja'Marr Chase just emerged and just went so far ahead of where T. Higgins was. And look, a concussion is not derailing anyone's season, I don't think. But that is the key thing that I think we have to circle here, Davis, is that if he does not play this week because of the concussion, not everybody rebounds in the same manner with that. And so for me, at least with Higgins, I think he's a hold for me if I have him on my team. I don't know that I'm going to target him, though, because I got to make sure he's okay before I do anything. Like, I just get worried about those, like, multi-week concussion issues. But what do you think about Higgins the rest of the way?
I mean, if someone is down on Higgins, you're right. I mean, concussions are like totally a we don't know type injury. I mean, you know, Brandon Cooks has had like five of them, and we're worried that if he gets one more, his career will be over. And right. Concussions are such a touchy topic with NFL players. The concussion protocol obviously has gotten better. And look, you know, we drafted T. Higgins in all of these leagues. We want to have T. play, but we also want him to be healthy. What I would say is if someone in your league is down on T. Higgins as a result of that concussion, and honestly, maybe if he does not play, maybe that actually makes him a better trade target. Like if it gets to 10:30 and he's out, maybe you send a trade offer to your league mate and you're like, okay, I'll give you Ramondre Stevenson for T. Higgins. I'll give you Rashad Penny for T. Higgins. Like, you know, just kind of someone like that, because T, I feel incredibly great about over the rest of the season. You know, he's going to end up with 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Right.
Because he absolutely has to for the Bengals to be a team that wins 10 games. And they really need to win 10 games because the AFC is so competitive. So I feel good about trading for T.
All right, let's close it out with the Philadelphia Eagles. They drafted Devonta Smith in the first round. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you were not in love with that pick at the time. I don't remember, but I don't think so. Look, the Eagles, they've done a lot of things right this offseason. I think they're going to have a fantastic year. I think they got a chance for the Super Bowl, let's be clear, in my opinion. But, you know, they've been a little checkered with the wide receivers, to say the least. We're going on a number of years of this, Davis. And Smith last week, in a game where they scored 35 points, did not register a catch on 4 targets. What do you think about Devonta Smith? Is he just the kind of guy that's going to have a few good weeks this season and is not playable going forward? Because clearly AJ Brown is now the guy there.
No, I think you actually can take some encouraging signs away. Now, obviously, 0 receptions, 0 points. You're not loving that. But how many people had the Eagles pegged for 42 passing attempts in a game they were winning for 3 quarters, right? I mean, I think we did see the Eagles are going to be a little bit more willing to throw. Smith actually played more snaps and ran more routes than AJ Brown did. Now, is Devonta Smith, does he have any chance of being a top 15 wide receiver? After one game, I'm ready to say no, absolutely not. You know, AJ Brown is the man. AJ Brown is going to be a top 5 wide receiver, but Devonta Smith can catch long touchdowns. And I mean, that's also the other thing, is most fantasy football games are not close. So every once in a while, you're going to eat a 4-point game from Devonta Smith, but he's also going to give you a couple, you know, 22-pointers in there where he gets behind the safeties. So feeling totally fine about Devonta Smith, and maybe a guy, the Eagles are favorites this week against the Vikings. If he has another down game, I bet you'll be able to trade your league mates Devonta Smith, I mean, just for nothing. So definitely a trade target maybe after this game against the Vikings.
Yeah, 2 Monday night games, speaking of which, this week in the NFL. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. When we come back, it's time for us to break down tonight's game between the Chargers and Chiefs over on the Daily Fantasy side. So those of you who are playing on DK or on FanDuel, we'll set a lineup coming up next. Also go through some theory as well as to how you could be setting a lineup this week in Daily Fantasy. We'll do a lot more.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. but agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Way tomorrow on the show as well. As a reminder, Davis and I are here to help you with your fantasy football team. First time watching us here on Sports Grid? Okay, welcome aboard. Every day, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. If you're playing fantasy football season, you're looking for a show to watch to get some help, you can count on us all year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. You're on Sports Grid, Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. Those of you getting ready to play DFS tonight in the single game slate, time is now to get out your app, DraftKings, FanDuel, however you are playing. Davis, naturally a very high total for a game in the Chiefs-Chargers. I think this is in the mid-50s or close to it. These teams do have potentially high-scoring offenses. We saw this last week for sure. Honestly, with both teams scored a pretty good amount of points. And so if that's any indication, we could be in for a fun night tonight.
I mean, I think this game is fascinating for both offenses. Keenan Allen is missing for the Chargers. And honestly, you know, we learned a little bit about the Chiefs offense last week and how they plan on divvying up the touches. But we didn't learn everything, right? We didn't get the complete picture because that game was not competitive. The Chiefs were up 21-3. Then they were up 34-14. And, you know, Isaiah Pacheco was getting in there in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Chad Henne made an appearance. And, you know, Keenan Allen got injured mid-game for the Chargers. And Guyton was in, and then he was out. And then DeAndre Carter, the special teamer guy, is catching touchdowns from Justin Herbert. So I feel like we are still kind of guessing as it pertains to both of these offenses. And that makes it a really interesting single-game DFS slate.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing, see if we can help you out tonight, and see if we can come up with a good strategy here for sure. We've got Patrick Mahomes. He is priced at $17,700 on DraftKings. Justin Herbert is $16,800. Travis Kelce is $16,500. Austin Eckler is $15,000. Mike Williams checks in at $13,500, and then Clyde Edwards-Helaire at $12,900. So... you got to pick your quarterback here, obviously. And then look, coming off the week Kelce had last week, I don't know how you can't play him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's always kind of what's interesting about these showdown slates. These captain prices are quite expensive. Sort of the captain strategy is, you know, do we think that one of the Chiefs wide receivers or one of the Chargers wide receivers has the ability to have a Cooper Kupp game, a Justin Jefferson game? Because largely speaking, the highest scoring player of the slate is going to end up being the captain. Now, every once in a while, you'll see something different happen. For example, in that the opening day of the season, the Bills-Rams showdown, the Bills defense ended up being the captain because the winning mm-hmm. lineup required a lot of expensive players. Josh Allen was in there. Stephon Diggs was in there. Cooper Kupp was in there. You couldn't afford all of those guys together with one of them at the captain. I would say my favorite selection for captain tonight is none other than Juju Smith-Schuster. He had 5 receptions through 3 drives for the Kansas City Chiefs. He got tackled on, I believe, the 2-yard line, and then that turned into the Clyde Edwards-Helaire shuffle pass touchdown that Mahomes threw. But my early inclinations, my first read after watching the Chiefs play that game against the Cardinals is that Smith-Schuster is going to sleepwalk to 100 catches this year. I mean, he's not even going to have to be good to get 100 catches because he is the primary slot wide receiver. Hardman played 0 slot snaps. Marquez Valdes-Scantling played 0. Sky Moore came in and played, I think, 2 snaps out of the slot there. And then, of course, you know, I mean, he's going to be Kelsey. And then Mike Williams would be my Chargers captain. I mean, I was there in person for him scoring 3 touchdowns against the Chiefs 2 years ago on, or 3 years ago on Thursday Night Football. Not a particularly fun game to be at, but I think people will maybe be a little down on him after having, I think he only had 2 targets in a game that Keenan Allen injured his hamstring in against the Raiders last week. So I have a feeling people will maybe be a little down on him.
All right, fair enough. So get your lineup set tonight. Also, this information all free over at dailyroto.com. All right, let's talk about some week 1 surprises, see if we can double down on a few players. I was, supremely encouraged by one of the players that I drafted in fantasy in my wide receiver 3, Davis, in Christian Kirk, who really was the favorite target by far of Trevor Lawrence. It was, 12 targets, 6 catches, 117 yards. I know that a lot of folks go by that air stats. I don't even know how they calculate that, but apparently Kirk was near the top of that as well. He did not score a touchdown last week, but my goodness, was I encouraged. And I feel like if he's the favorite target of Lawrence and Lawrence is throwing 30 passes a game, Kirk could really be very valuable this season.
I mean, look, you know, follow the money. Guy gets paid $21 million a year as a free agent. The team probably has, big plans on using him. Perhaps the most encouraging thing was that he was used out of the slot. That is where all his big games for the Arizona Cardinals came in. I think the signing of Zay Jones was, and the fact that Laviska Shenault got traded to the Panthers was like, yep, this is our slot wide receiver. We can have other guys play on the outside, but this is the guy who is playing out of the slot. Air yards, by the way, pretty simple calculation. It's just how many yards are between the line of scrimmage and a receiver on all his targets. And then you add all that up and then you you air yards per target or just air yards in general. But so it's like targets, but like, are they targets close to the line of scrimmage or down the field? But yeah, super bullish on Christian Kirk. That would be a guy. I would trade Keenan Allen for Christian Kirk right now, I think, with this hamstring injury, because Kirk looks like, you're locking in like 8 targets a week from him, I think.
Yeah, no, it looks really good. Okay, now let's go over to Kareem Hunt. And look, there's going to be a little bit of an inflated feeling after watching Kareem Hunt last week. He's very talented. I understand why he wants to get paid and probably wants to go back to being an RB1 on another team. He's not going to get that opportunity in Cleveland, but he's a better pass catcher, I think, than Nick Chubb. It seems that way. He scored 1 last week, 4 receptions, 24 yards, and 2 scores also. Got 46 rushing yards, and you can plug and play him pretty much as a flex or running back 2, I think, for the most part, Davis. But, as we know, there are going to be days where Chubb is going to get 102 touchdowns and Hunt is probably only going to get you 5-6 points. But with Brissett at quarterback, it seems like there's enough for both right now.
I think you're definitely right. I mean, this team is just going to run the ball so much. They like, and they are 6.5 point favorites against the Jets. I mean, I believe Nick Chubb got 24 touches last week and Kareem Hunt ended up with 16. The weird thing is you actually might even prefer Kareem Hunt though at this stage if they're both going to get used this much, because Nick Chubb had only 1 target in this game. Kareem Hunt had 5 targets in their week 1 game. And, Chubb is obviously a great runner, but Hunt is like not particularly shabby as a runner or a receiver either. And I thought that the big news there as well was that D'Ernest Johnson, who looked so good in, you know, replacing both of these guys when they missed time last year, he just did not play. He was a healthy scratch in week 1 for the Cleveland Browns against the Panthers. So that's pretty big, which means there's no third guy encroaching on their territory. And that's kind of something we say about running backs in general is you can play a guy in a two-way timeshare. You can play James Robinson or Etienne or like you can play these guys. But once it becomes a three-way timeshare, that's when it gets, you know, two's a company, three's a crowd for starting their running back. So, I mean, yeah, Hunt, another guy I would be interested in trying to buy right now.
All right, let's close it out with the Denver Broncos, who, by the way, I think are in for a major bounce back this week. I really do like Denver this week at home, first game. They always play well in that first game of the season. Teams get tired. But, you know, Javonte Williams, I don't know is there any other way to say it at this point. I mean, Melvin Gordon and him are going to split carries. It's just going to keep happening. So will Javonte Williams get another 11 catches in an NFL game this season? I'm going to say no, but at the same time, is he somebody that if somebody's, you know, comes calling, maybe, you know, they have Najee Harris or they have Cam Akers and they're like, my gosh, look at these numbers for Javonte Williams. He put up 25 fantasy points, didn't even score. I mean, is there a chance he becomes the main guy? I don't think so, Davis. I think we're right back down the road. By the way, Melvin Gordon always looks good when he's in the game. He always looks good.
Yeah, I mean, Melvin Gordon did get a lot of the high-value touches. He was playing on third downs. He was playing in the red zone. I mean, first off, against Houston, start them both. The Broncos are going to score like 39 points against the Houston Texans this week. I think they are going to take a little bit of their frustration out that they generated against the Seahawks here. And again, you know, the Broncos offense was quite good in that game. They gained a bunch of yards per play. Russell Wilson threw for 330 yards. And if Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams both don't fumble on the goal line, totally different conversation about the game right. That they had against the Seahawks, right? So don't, you know, you're starting Judy, you're starting Sutton, you're starting Alberto, you're starting Russ, you're starting Javonte, you're starting Melvin Gordon. I think it would be impossible to buy on Javonte, though, in any of these leagues, right? Like, no one is accepting a trade offer for Javonte Williams because, one, he's the type of player you had to love to draft because he was going around guys who were great. You know, he's going around A.J. Brown and Leonard Fournette and Mike Evans. And, like, to take Javonte over those guys, you have to be a believer anyways. And his week one performance, if you like him, you go, oh my gosh, he gets all these targets. Like, I'm going to get paid. Melvin Gordon's going to go to the bench eventually. And then if you don't like Javonte Williams, same thing. You could be like, well, he just, you know, he got lucky to get those receptions, right? And that's not going to happen. And Melvin Gordon is actually the better priced guy in that backfield. But I'm super excited to see what they do this week against the Texans. Like, I don't, maybe they do just give the ball to Javonte. I don't think so. But it's going to be one of those things that I think evolves on a week-by-week basis.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think, and again, I don't like favorites at all in the NFL, but I do think Houston's in trouble. I think Denver is not going to want that home crowd thinking that that's going to way that they're going to play all season long. So my guess is you're probably right on that one. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the show. Coming back next, it's time for us to play a little fantasy or reality. So stay on the grid for that. We got Kevin and Donnie coming up at the top of the hour, and then I'm back with you here on Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern as we get you ready. Thursday night football in the NFL, the debut of the Amazon Prime games on Thursday night are upon us, so we'll discuss that as well. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Next, as we continue on with Fantasy Reality, next.
Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. The Tampa Bay Rays are activating Shane McClanahan off the injured list, so he's ready to go to make 3-4 more starts, Davis, before I'm guessing he opens up as the Rays' wild card starter in Game 1. He was a pretty heavy Cy Young Award candidate, along with Justin Verlander, who is coming back tomorrow, and Dylan Cease, Davis, who has now taken the lead as far as the Cy Young Award. Do you have a winner at this point? Do you think it comes down to these last few starts? It's crazy that an award like this would come down to the end.
Yeah, I mean, it totally depends on, I guess, who, like, shoves the hardest in their final start. Right now in the FanDuel Sportsbook, Verlander's minus 125. Cease is, you know, coin flipping with him at plus 120. I also did just happen to see, like, it's pretty close on the NL side as well. I could see your guy, Sandy Alcantara, ending up losing it here in the end. He is minus 210 right now. But, I mean, look, maybe in a different year, right? I guess I'm gonna walk that back. We're in a different time now because it used to be so much about wins. Yeah, you think minus 210 is a lock? Is that Craig Mish's five star gold bar lock of the week?
3 weeks left. I mean, listen, I'm also more in tune to his starts, and Davis, he faces Washington and the Cubs the next two. You know, like, I mean, I know these things. You know, that's the way that it's. But again, if it's a single game, Davis, we saw the other day, DeGrom was minus 450 and lost to the Cubs. But in an award situation, when you're down to the wire like this with only a few left, I do think that he has won. I am very biased too, admittedly. But I think in an award, when you're at minus 200, I mean, again, Davis, they would gladly take the money on the other guys there, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess I was just thinking of it more from like a bettor's perspective than a guy who watches all of Alcantara's starts. But I'm sitting here looking at, you know, best team in the world, the Dodgers top pitcher,
right,
being plus 550. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know, man, if he, you know, that was the only thing. I mean, it's probably a pretty illiquid market. Like, it's probably fine. Alcantara is.
Yeah. No, I think the AL is still, it's crazy because when you have, again, a minus 120 and a plus 110, I mean, that just tells you all you need to know. But Sandy was minus 300, then minus 270, then minus 250, and now it's down to minus 210. So it's fair, but talk to me when it's like minus 110, minus 120. Then at that point, I think it becomes a coin flip, in my opinion. But regardless of that, Cy Young Award could come down to the next 2 weeks. How insane is that in the American League? All right, let's get away from that and get back to some football. Here's fantasy or reality. All right, time to take a look at tonight's game between the Chargers and Chiefs. I am glad we are not doing the side on this one because, my gosh, I think that with the points being involved, this is a very tough game for me to call. It almost feels like it's going to be a really close, exciting game. But the total, I think, is definitely something that is up for discussion. The total tonight over on FanDuel is 53.5. Sees 54 in some spots. And again, minus 115 are the odds on that to win 100. Davis over, under. Fantasy reality, game tonight goes over the 53.5.
I mean, come on. Imagine it not going over 53.5. Every time we get one of these island games with the Chiefs versus another great offense, what do we all want? We want Chiefs-Rams, Mexico City, 54-51. Every possession is a touchdown. We got return touchdowns and defensive touchdowns and guys you've never heard of scoring 40-yard touchdowns. Like, that's what we all want. No one wants to tune in to, you know, Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes, you know, grinding it out 4 yards at a time. And, you know, maybe I'm like a little bit worried about that because it's a Thursday night game. And, right, you know, these teams barely got to practice as it was. There was a great study. I believe Football Outsiders published it that teams that did not play their starters at all in the preseason were significantly worse yards per play than they were in the aggregate last year. Now, the Chiefs do always play their starters in the preseason a little bit. The Chargers don't play their starters at all in the preseason, but just a fascinating game. I'm super into it. I'm going over.
Yeah. See, the thing is that if Brett decides to put this in every week on the over under, I'm going to go under every time. And it doesn't matter who the teams are, just because Thursday Night Football has produced, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, at least 60% unders over the course of Thursday night has been, happening in the NFL. So I just have to go with that trend. I, like you, want to see an over. I wanted to see an over last Thursday. It did not. I wanted to see an over Sunday. It did not. I'm going to go under, or Sunday night, excuse me. I'm going to go under 53.5. Hope for the over. But if you're asking me what to do, this is sort of like a close your eyes, blind 10 picks, six times under. That's the direction that I'm going to go tonight. I got 27-24 in this one, under 53.5. Okay, so QB1s, rest of the season, Davis. We saw Trey Lance, who some people thought could jump into the QB1 conversation, look pretty awful. We saw Dak Prescott go down. We know that he will not finish as a QB1 at the end of the season, even if he comes back really strong. And look, there have been some quarterback play that has not been great right out of the gate. Now, one player who did play very well, that is, of course, Washington Commanders quarterback Carson Wentz. If you want to dial it back 4 or 5 years ago, Wentz was a rock-solid starting QB1 at the beginning of the season, 10, 11, 12, somewhere along those lines. Fantasy or reality, Wentz will now finish the season as a top 12 fantasy quarterback. Davis, is this fantasy or reality?
It's pretty close, which is not a sentence that I said myself saying 10 days ago. So I'm ultimately going to land on fantasy, but I'm going to talk through my thought process here. Right. So initial thought process is, McLaurin, pretty good. John Dotson looked really good in his first NFL game. And then how about Curtis Samuel back from the dead, 10 targets, 4 carries, looked really good. Antonio Gibson looked really good catching the ball down the field. Like, they got a lot of weapons there. And then I continue that thought process further, and I'm like, I've done this with Carson Wentz before. I've been around. I've seen this. To his favor, he is a bad quarterback in a way that most quarterbacks are not bad. Most bad quarterbacks are far too conservative, and then when a conservative quarterback makes a mistake, then you really can't win, right? When Teddy Bridgewater or Jacoby Brissett starts making mistakes, you are just dead because he's not bringing any big plays with that. Wentz is bad and makes mistakes, but at least he makes mistakes trying to make plays happen down the field. In week 1, he threw the ball 6 times, 20 yards down the field or more. That was the most of any player in the NFL in week 1. But at the end of the day, he's Carson Wentz. It's going to be bad. And he's not going to get there. He's either going to get benched or get hurt, and he's just not going to make it all the way to the end.
Yeah, I like to play this on the back end as opposed to the front end. Instead of going through the top guys, I like to go through the bottom to see if he can get his way above. And so my thought process is, okay, yeah, he could be better than both quarterbacks in New York. And he could be better than Davis Mills. So that's like 3. Could be better than Matt Ryan. That's probably 4. And probably, Ryan Tannehill, I guess that's 5. In the end, he probably, even with the rushing yards, may finish better than Fields. So that's 6. Maybe even Mariota. Sure. Maybe Jameis Winston if all things go right. But I'm like stretching at that point. I'm pretty much right there now wondering how many other quarterbacks, and Prescott too, but how many other quarterbacks can he really be ahead of? Can he be ahead of 10 at the end of the season? I don't think so. I got fantasy here. I just don't. If you give me a number of guys who I think can jump into it, Trevor Lawrence is one of those for sure. Maybe Winston can. I don't think so. But maybe Winston has a great year. I even think as the season goes on, Baker Mayfield's going to get better too. I know he looked terrible in the first week. But yeah, I got fantasy on Carson Wentz. He's a flex quarterback, and that's it for me. All right, Eminem is back in the news here. Eminem's watching these current hip-hop stars who are out there and basically says that he's being inspired to keep making music and keep rolling on. I know that he had a new album, if I'm not mistaken, like 3 years ago. And I know that he has a second part of his greatest hits coming out, and I'm supposing that this is why he's doing some media now. But I would ask you, fantasy or reality, you would like to see a full-on Eminem comeback, Davis. Is this fantasy or reality?
You know, like 13-year-old me, 14-year-old me would have loved this, right? 8 Mile, great. The Marshall Mathers LP, great. I think Eminem is just someone you kind of grow out of. And I mean, maybe some people don't. You know, there's some music from my childhood that I still really like, but Eminem, not one of them. I've outgrown it. And you know, I think I've said this before on the show. I'm totally becoming a boomer though with my music taste, because I do not listen to very much new music. And if I do listen to new music, it's by someone that I already know of who released a new album or whatever. But very rarely am I going into, you know, YouTube Music or Apple Music or whatever and like, oh, I've never heard of this artist before. Like, let me click on it and listen to it. Right. That is extremely rare these days.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, but you know, it's really not going to resonate with me anymore. And look, I am a big fan of Eminem and a big fan of Dr. Dre, and obviously them being at the Super Bowl, I thought was really cool too. But whether or not he comes back is sort of like irrelevant to me. My music taste still probably goes back. If you said to me, what is the most likely thing that you're listening to in the car, which is pretty much the majority of the time that I'm listening to radio, I actually haven't turned on my turntables in a while. I mean, that's how busy I am. I have right to my left in my studio, I have two turntables, mixer, the whole thing. But it's probably like 80s music, 90s music, and then the old school hip hop channel. And that's pretty much it. As far as a comeback, Davis, I don't know. Like, yes, no, I think it's sort of irrelevant to me. What I was surprised to hear, though, Davis, is that he had a second grouping of greatest hits to come out. Like, I could definitely go through like 10, 15 songs with Eminem. And I didn't realize there was like another catalog that he could put out that he could sell. I had no idea.
I didn't really realize that either. It's funny you mentioned the turntables, though. We just kind of redid our living room around. Our record player was like behind a chair, basically, so it was hard to get into the records and put it on, and then you got to turn the stereo on. But now we have it set up in a nice little spot in like our den, so just pretty much whenever you want it on, you reach, you grab it. It's nice. I mean, which is such like a hipstery thing, but I do love the record player. It is really nice to have one and have it playing, especially when you're cooking dinner and you've got like a nice it's the best.
Yeah, I have Technique 1200s. I've had those. I used to have them, you know, 30 years ago, and then about 6-7 years ago, I rebought them. Somebody locally who was selling them, very expensive, but have the covers on them, and still in like it's honestly the best piece of music material that I think you could ever buy. Those things just last absolutely forever. New needles, the whole thing. But gosh, like no time anymore to just sit down and put them on. Like, it's really sad. Maybe I'll recommit myself to doing that as we go on here this football season. All right, coming up next, it is time for us to dive into the Sports Grid 60. So stay on the grid for that. Kevin and Donnie are coming your way in about 10 minutes with the early line. And then I'm back with you at 2:00 Eastern for Newswire. We go around the country and update you on the latest in sports wagering, where it may become legal. Updates, of course, always in Massachusetts and California, and getting some data in from the first week of the NFL season. So stay on the grid. Davis and I will be right back in a couple of minutes to wrap up our show here this Thursday, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid as we get ready to wrap up the show. Don't forget tomorrow, join us here as we'll go through the entire DFS slate for Sunday right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Now let's turn it over to Davis as we wrap it up with today's Sports Grid at 60.
Well, in the last 15 days, the state of Kansas has had over 100,000 rejections of people who were not quite over the state line, leaving Missouri to come over into Kansas to do legal sports betting. Now, 5 of the 8 states that border the state of Missouri have legalized sports betting. I know this is maybe more of a topic for Craig's other show, but it appears that the governor and the legislature here in Missouri are starting to feel the pressure crank up a little bit as all of this data comes in about people literally fleeing their state to play sports bets and give money to other states. I'm very much hoping that when we are doing the show next year, Craig, I will have a full menu of legal sports books available to me as the governor here feels the crunch.
Yeah, waiting on Missouri for sure. Speaking of which, no more waiting on Missouri for Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, as they last night became the first battery in Major League Baseball history to make 325 appearances together. What a historical night. And doesn't it feel just right that it happens to be the Cardinals? There are very few teams these days where players end up playing their entire careers for. But you have it with Wainwright, although he did start off with the Atlanta Braves organization. You have it with Wainwright. You have it with Yadier Molina. And it's only fitting that Albert Pujols comes back for the end, too. The Cardinals have been a great story all season long, and their fans are so amazing. Well-deserved to get that feeling to see those guys there on the mound for the very end, at least of Molina's career, that's for sure. That'll do it for the show. Thanks again to everybody watching, for sure. Thanks to our great graphics department. Steve, fantastic job as always. Our friends over at LTN. For our producer, Brett Levy, co-host Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. The early line's coming up next. I'm back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Until then, have a great rest of your Thursday.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.